The chief PR of the Ghana Prison Service, DSP Vitalis Ayes, says despite the water crisis that is affecting in so many environs, the prison administration has ensured the situation is not out of control at the medium security prison. Speaking to Radio Ghana, he conceded that the situation is affecting service delivery at the Nsoem prisons, but it has not reached a critical stage. DSP Ayes was, however, quick to solicit public support in providing more water for the inmates, saying it will go a long way to avert possible outbreak of diseases. He spoke to Rita Mpabing Tete.
You know, generally, Nsoem Metropolis has a problem with water, and we all saw it in the news lately. And the prison is not exception. It's part of Nsoem. But in the case of the prison, as you may be aware, we have about 5 boreholes inside the prison. 3 are mechanized and 2 actually are manual. They are broken down. But we support the mechanized boreholes with water from tankers that provides water to the inmates at Nsoem male and female. Yes, so what they used to get every day is short. That hasn't reached crisis point. The shortage of water at Nsoem, including that of the prison, that is true.
So if you said it has not yet reached a crisis point, are you saying that there is adequate water there? Because, you know, these are people who are kept in an enclosed area. And for that matter, water and other amenities will be very crucial in their day-to-day activities. Do you have enough water for them to use?
Enough for them to use, I would say yes. But if we get more, water is life. That is what we'll want. So if we can get support from anywhere, because taking a tanker a day for them, we're paying like 150 Ghana for tanker services when you go to draw water from outside. And we need as many as 5 to 6 tankers for over a 4,000 population inmate. So if we get enough water, we'll like it. What we have is not sufficient. So we're asking public government to come to the aid of the prison service with more water from tankers, from national security, and wherever. We would ask for more. That is true. But they are confined. And those outside can easily buy sachet water. They can get that to buy. So if we get more of water, we'll be very grateful.
We all will not wait for it to reach a crisis stage. But can you tell us how many tankers or how many tanks are available for them to use as we speak now?
We have just one water tanker that draws water for them. So it goes and comes and it goes and comes. It's a difficulty because even getting fuel to fuel it is a problem. But we don't want it to reach that point. So we're doing everything as an administration to ensure that they get water to manage with. That's why we're asking the public, we're asking corporate body, anybody that can help with water.